Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, May 6. Coming up, flash flood watch for northern parishes discontinued. 1,000 safety and security officers to be placed in public schools come September. And National Council on Drug Abuse urges public to participate in drug prevalence survey. The details after the break.
JCDC and the Tourism Enhancement Fund present Jamaica Made, the main audience day's experience of the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, Jamaica Conference Center. April 24, exhibition launch. April 29, school's arts day out. May 8, award ceremony. Enjoy the exhibition free, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces. Participate in the public mural and make it and share it project and much more. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Now the news. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica has discontinued the flash flood watch for low-lying and flood-prone areas of northern parishes. The Met Service had issued the flash flood watch Thursday evening as rains affected sections of the island. Acting head of the weather branch at the Met Service, Lawrence Brown, says a cold front now across Jamaica is projected to be east of the island later today.
And this consequently will lead to a reduction in the showers that we've been having overnight into this morning, and the forecast is basically for the greater portion or most of showery activity to be associated with eastern and central parishes.
Mr. Brown says satellite imagery and radar observations indicate a significant reduction in showers across northern parishes. The forecast is now for periods of moderate and isolated heavy showers and thunderstorms across mostly inland areas of eastern and central parishes. With less than a month to go before the start of the 2016 Atlantic hurricane season, local authorities have intensified preparations for what is expected to be the most active season in over 3 years. President of the Association of Local Government Authorities of Jamaica and MAPEN Mayor Sian Barnswell says groundwork is being done island-wide.
We have had meetings at least once per month. It's called Parish Disaster and Safety, committee meetings with all stakeholders. So in terms of discussion, in terms of what needs to be done, in terms of first responders, and also training of our shelter managers and identify those who intend to work again.
Mayor Barnswell says the association will be using the remainder of the month to wrap up shelter inspection and other preparatory activities. He says the organization will be approaching the Ministry of Local Government for additional funds to help with drain cleaning exercises. Mayor Barnswell is pleading with persons living in flood-prone areas and sections of the country susceptible to land slippage to identify alternate accommodations before the start of the hurricane season on June 1. Director for Safety and Security in Schools, Assistant Superintendent of Police Coleridge Minto says 1,000 safety and security officers will be placed in public schools come September. ASP Minto says the officers will be equipped through training to apply early intervention to reduce critical incidences in schools.
Over the next couple of months, we are to be identifying a teacher from all the schools, and that individual will be the safety and security officer in the school. And we're going to be doing special training during the summer, and they're going to go back into the schools for September and be able to conduct a safety audit, be able to pick up and see things which are out of place and report on these things.
ASP Minto adds that greater emphasis will be placed on uniformed groups to increase discipline in schools. And the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, is urging members of the public to participate in the National Drug Prevalence Survey, as the results will inform policy decisions. Research analyst at the NCDA, Yuki Atkinson, says the survey, now underway, seeks to determine the extent of drug use among the Jamaican population aged 12 to 65 years, with focus on marijuana use and attitudes towards the recent legislative changes.
Think of the process not only as, you know, data being collected for statistics, but to view the human component of it. People's lives are being impacted by drugs. And we really want to use this information to make a real difference in terms of our prevention and treatment efforts.
Members of the public can expect to see data collectors in their communities until June 28. Data collectors will display their identification cards as well as show an introductory video which speaks about the study on their tablets. All information given is confidential. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.